Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. Hello, how is everyone doing? I pray God is still blessing and keeping you and all is well and there's no issues. Yeah, there's always going to be some concerns, but not any issues. I pray that God is also allowing you to see another day. It is peaceful. God is blessing and there's new encounters and you've meeting new people as well. Okay, guys, let's talk about completion. Well, we have a lot of great ideas, a lot of visionaries out here, a lot of people that are running and doing things and starting things up, starting businesses, entrepreneurship. Yay, praise God. A lot of people are starting ministries. Yay, praise God. But are we completing them? Completers, guys. We have to emulate what we call ourselves. We call ourselves Christians, right? Well, like I tell you before, and I will continue to tell you, I'm kingdom. So I call myself kingdom. I don't like to put myself in a, I think Christianity or Christians, that word has been pimped for so long that it has lost its authentic, It's realness is true value of the word Christian. I know, tongue tied this morning. However, kingdom, when we talk about kingdom mindset and kingdom people, we remember that, and we hopefully we walk in a posture where when we start a task, we complete the task. When I talk to people about rest, and I remember I put a podcast out there about rest, and my cousin had commented back. She was just like, it's great. She was like, I love the podcast. She said, I just feel bad when I rest. I feel like I'm not, doing something. And I had to explain to her, and I was telling her, rest is not so much laying in the bed and laying down. It's a posture of confidence in knowing that you have done the work and it's completed. And she didn't think about it. She was like, wow, I didn't think about it like that. And a lot of us don't think about rest as a true understanding of sitting back and seeing the works of your labor. We talk about sowing seeds, and I've talked about the harvest, and we are reaping the harvest because it is harvest time. That is a completion of your work. That is the manifestation of the completion of your work. Last time I checked, and it says in the Word of God that God rested on the seventh day. He rested on the seventh day, not because he was tired. Our Father's never tired, and he never ceases to amaze us, and he never sleeps nor slumbers. He rested because it was completed. It was finished. See, we got to get that. Let me get that back in your head again. Let me repeat that. My Father, our Father, Abba Father, did not rest on the seventh day because he was tired. He rested on the seventh day because it was completed. It was finished. When we really get that in our heads and understand that finished means completed, follow through, we will appreciate and actually see the works of our labor. We don't see the works of our labor because we're busy talking about it. We're busy doing everything else that we're not supposed to be doing. And we're talking about it. We're not doing anything. How can someone believe in anything you say or do if you don't complete anything? You're going to be known. They're going to know you, but they're going to know you as somebody that starts stuff and don't finish. People don't like that. That's not how we were created. We were created to manifest his glory and to worship him in spirit and in truth. And in order for us to worship him in spirit and in truth, we have to be consistent and we have to be completers. everything that has come up to people, everything that has, that all these great innovations, we started and then, okay, that didn't work the way I wanted it to work or the way I planned. Let me go to something else. No, there's a reason why it didn't work. And anything else you touch ain't gonna work either, because you can't complete nothing. Stop blaming other people for your imperfections. Those imperfections are there for a reason. Those imperfections are needed in order for you to perfect what the imperfections are. But if you continue to emphasize the imperfections and not have a resolution to how to fix those imperfections, you will never complete anything. Ever. Come on, guys. We got to realize that there is a process. There is a beginning, middle, and end. And because we don't have God in the whole process, we only want him at the end because, you know, okay, God, put your prayers on it, Lord. Cover it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, protect it. Yeah, we doing all that great stuff. But in reality, we're hindering ourselves and delaying things because had we prayed about it first, wrote it down and made it plain on the tablet, like it says in the Word of God, let him sit in the middle and walk us through the resources and the issues and all the things that need to come and be come up to the top of the cup so we can fix it. And allow him to go through the process of the end part, then we will complete things. But because we have a tendency to start, oh, it looks good right here. Okay, we're going to run with it. God has blessed me with it. I'm going to go in full-time ministry because I can do a little bit of preaching. I know the word a little bit. I know a couple of Bible verses. I can start a church. Come on, guys. Let's walk in wisdom. Let's walk in wisdom. No. Follow through. Start what you need to start and finish it. Finish it. Follow through. Follow up. Follow through. In sales and recruiting and things of that nature, what people are taught, and you know, I don't deal with sales, but I used to be a recruiter in the Marine Corps, and I you know, if y'all don't know anything, I'm a former Marine. We don't like calling ourselves a former Marine because once a Marine, always a Marine. If you're on here, you know, if you're a Marine, you know what I'm talking about. However, as a recruiter, we were taught to, there's skills that you were taught to, we always got to follow up. When we talk to people and we tell people about a product, any type of product, it's not just, you know, I'm giving y'all a little tidbit here for entrepreneurs. If you're talking about a product, first of all, you got to believe in your product. You got to believe in your product. Now for us, and it's not so much of a sales thing, but we are the product. And if you don't believe in you, no one's going to believe in you. They're going to look at you and see that you're crazy. Like you really don't care. Like, oh, well, she's just talking. Okay. This is another fly-by-night thing. We'll just go ahead and let her have a little warm and fuzzy and keep it moving. But when you start believing in it and you start, this is a lifestyle, guys. Let me make that clear. This is a lifestyle, beginning, middle, and end. Kingdom mindset, Christians, we are a lifestyle. We are supposed to set the standard. We're not supposed to compromise. We are supposed to walk the standard, walk in holiness, be holy, be anointed, walk in the gifts. We're supposed to be, Christian says what it is, Christ-like. And that's why I don't like using it, because nobody does what they're supposed to do. Because if you're truly Christ-like, you walk in love. If you're truly Christ-like, then you walk in integrity. If you're truly Christ-like, you start some and you finish. If you're truly Christ-like, you walk in wisdom. And what I mean by walking in it, you eat, you sleep it. You don't go before him. You're synchronized and syncopated to his glory. That's what he's talking about when he talks about being synchronized and syncopated. Being on the same page as God, not going before him or behind him. Completing the task. You might not complete it. And let me get this clear. Let me make this clear. You might not complete it the way the standard of the world does, because we're not supposed to. We're not supposed to be in this of this world. We're supposed to be in it. They're supposed to compromise and follow us. But because we don't have integrity enough, and we don't have courage enough to stand up for what God wants us to stand up for, and that's his glory, we always miss the mark, and we will continue to miss the mark until somebody stands up and has the courage to say, you know what, this ain't right, and I'm going to finish. I'm going to repeat what I said earlier. God did not rest on the seventh day because he was tired. He rested because it was finished. Let's finish, guys. Let's be completers. Let's stop talking about it and being about it. Let's be known for completing, starting and finishing. Yeah, you might have to do this a couple of times. You might have to repeat a couple of times until you perfect it. That's what I'm talking about as far as the imperfections. But in order for you to resolve those imperfections, you have to be consistent. And you got to follow through. Don't drop it and then leave. Don't pick it up and then drop it later. We have to complete what we started. Let's be completers in everything we do. From motherhood, from teacher, from fatherhood, from entrepreneur, from pastor, from member, from worship leader. Stop waiting for somebody else to do it for you. Let me say that one more time. Stop waiting for somebody else to do it for you. And if you got to complain about it, then that means you can do something about it. And don't be the one that sits on the sidelines and says nothing because you don't want to get involved. Or that ain't my portion, for some of y'all. Some of y'all holy rollers. And I say it like that because some of y'all sit here and y'all talk about people and you fuss and go, she ain't doing this and she ain't doing that. But you're not doing nothing either. At least she got out there and put herself out there to make an initiative to do something. You still sitting on the sidelines complaining and fussing at her. And whoever's listening to you, shame on them. We talk about the pastors and how we say, woe, you know, in, as it says in Ezekiel, and in, woe to the shepherd who scatters my sheep. Yes, woe to the shepherd who scatters daddy's sheep. But those sheep have to be studied up and to show themselves approved as well. Because if they were truly members and truly sheep, they would be able to help themselves do what they need to do in order to follow the shepherd. Let's be consistent. Let's follow through. Let's be completers in this season. God needs completers. He needs strong completers. Strong finish. Strong start, strong finish. Let's finish. Let's not do it haphazardly. Let's finish. Let's do this thing. And let's be completers. Let's be known as consistent completers, not backbiting, rebellious children. Let's be obedient and let's truly worship God in spirit and in truth. One more time. God did not rest on the seventh day. I don't know why God keeps on telling me to tell you this. God did not rest on the seventh day because he was tired. He rested on the seventh day because it was finished. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, people and power for His purpose. Y'all have a great one, guys. Bye. Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People in Power Purpose Podcast. Hey guys, yes, yes, yes. It's a new day. It's a new time to get it right, a new chance to get it where it needs to be. It's a new year. In the name of Jesus, a new decade. My goodness. We've done it, guys. We've made it. We went through the pressing, the stretching, the I don't want to do it. And God, why is this doing happening to me? Yes, we have did all those things. And even when we felt like we couldn't do it, God put us through that next step and let us be able to step over to the new. Well, it is the new. It is the new. If you know anything about me, and if you've heard anything, if you listen to any of my other podcasts, you know that we have already been in the Hebrew calendar, and we have already been with biblical scripture, the new year already as of September. So because of that, we are already in pressing. As people talk about, you know, resolutions and things of that nature for the new year, I don't believe in those things. I think that we need to do new no matter what. We need to shift and do those things. Well, guys, you are now walking, and I'm talking fast because I'm so excited. You are now walking in the truth, your truth, God's truth. We are the only way that God, you know, people talk about doing in, you know, walking in the new. This is the new you. No, this is the true you. In quotations, patent pending. Yes, it is the true you. God is loving who you are. God is walking with you. You're understanding things. You're realizing that, okay, this has to happen. This stretching has to manifest. Oh my goodness. Had I known those things back in the day, I wouldn't be sitting here going through these changes. Yes, people have left us and closed their eyes and went into their physical rest. You know, we're going to call it what it is. They have gone into their transition. Yes, we have lost some people along the way, and we have gained new friendships, new ideas, new innovations. Just around the corner from 2019. 2019 was nasty. 2019 was rude. 2019 was disrespectful. Yes, it was, but it had to come to pass. Let me say that again. 2019 was rude. 2019 was nasty. And yes, 2019 was disrespectful, but it had to come to pass. We had to go through the stretching. We had to go through the unveiling. We had to go through the revelation. We had to be exposed because God had to expose some things of us. God had to, yes, okay, we always say, well, we expose the enemy. This is exposure. Yes, if you heard anything and you listened to any of the things that I've said, it is about exposure. But guys, in order for God to do what He has to do for us to grow spiritually, He has to expose us too. And in 2019, we have saw us in our rawness, and we have matured, because what we thought we was going to get in 2019, we are supposed to receive now, because now, like I said before, you're ready. God is ready to bestow the anointing, the authority, the strength. We are walking in our spiritual strength now. We had to go through a conditioning, just like we do when, you know, if you already know I'm four Marines. So there was a physical toughness that we had to have. You had to go through what we call physical training. But well, guys, we went through spiritual training, and this thing nobody could explain, only but God. Those things had to be downloaded to us by the Father, straight from His throne, from the living waters Himself, from the consuming fire Himself. How is it? And I sit here sometimes thinking about that. My Father is the consuming fire, but He's also the living waters. He burns us and purifies us and kills all the dead. And He pours His love and like water, and lets it nourish us and fill us and give us strength. That's what he's about. So if you don't know anything about this year, just know, guys, it is for us. The wait has come, and we are postured now to wait. But when we wait in 2020, it is not this wait, well, I'm going to sit and wait. This thing is going to move expeditiously. We are moving ever so fastly. And it's never been done to this speed before. Yes, as the word of God said, there's nothing new under the sun. However, with us, this thing is new. This thing is moving. And he is about to manifest like never before. He is about to show his children off. He's so proud of us. We have done good last year. We have went through the pressing. Yes, we have. We have dealt with those things that people don't want to deal with. We've dealt with the melancholy, the heaviness. We've dealt with the depression. Yes, we have. We've dealt with not liking ourselves. We've dealt with not liking you. Hello. We dealt with not liking people and dealing with their issues. But we have understood that we have to develop a strength, a fitness of strength, of spiritual strength to walk through with these people. Some people didn't come with us. Some people didn't make it. Some people had to be cut off. We are like a tree with the branches, and they're beautiful branches. And now it is springtime, ready. And I know y'all might not see it just yet, but it's springtime and we are sprouting. Our seeds are coming out. The greenery is coming back to our tree, and the roots are being taken rooted in the new ground, the fertile ground, the only ground that can be manifested, and that is his love. Our daddy walks in unconditional love, true unconditional love. And that is where we have to posture ourselves. It's not about feeling. It's not about how you feel about this thing. It is about God. And God, yes, he is a feeler. He has to feel. But he is unconditional. And everything he does, every sect of instrument, of knowledge, of walking, of processes, he is unconditional. This is given to us by his love. It says in the word of God, God corrects those whom he loves. So receive the correction. Understand that it had to manifest. You had to be corrected. You had to be set aside, set apart, set right in front. And when people say I was set aside or I'm set apart, you're set actually in front, depending on which way you look. Because if you look to the left, you're really sitting in the front. When you look to the right, you're really sitting in the front. But when you truly look at him, you at his feet. He brought you to his feet. He brought us to his feet so he can hear us while he sits on the throne. Let's continue to press. Let's continue to modify ourselves, and let's continue to develop in the things of his glory. Because when it goes down to it, when it's really, to be honest, it's all about his glory. It's all about his glory. The fact that he puts you low and now he's about to sit you up high, it's not because of you. Yeah, you did the work. Let me make this clear. Yeah, you did the work, but it's about his glory. You are a testament to his love, his unconditional love. Yeah, we didn't come out of this thing. We went through some things. We had some setbacks, financial issues. Things that are not where, you know, Dad, you're working here and you're doing good. How come you having issues over here? Because God had to expose everything. Well, how is it that you're doing good, but your health is failing? God had to expose everything. I say it like that for a reason. He had to expose, and he continually has to expose everything, because there will be nothing that the enemy can come back and pull and show in your face that you did this and you did that and make you run and embarrassed. There is nothing that he's going to have in his hand that you don't already have exposed yourself. Think about that. See, the only thing the enemy truly has is your past. So he thinks, right? So in that process, God has to expose everything in order for it to be plain and let people see the true you, not the new you. Let me go back. Not the new you, the true you. The new you is a facsimile of what you really aren't. The true you is, look, take me as I am. I might not look the same way I did 20 years ago. My body might not move as fast as it did, but it is in condition for my process in my situation. I have been prepared for everything, and I'm talking about me. I might not be like they say in the South, a spring chicken. I might have gained a couple of pounds, but I am conditioned for my process, for the manifestation of his glory, because I've went and I did the work. This work that we have done, guys, is not in vain. It is for his glory. For your glory. Yes. I will do anything just to see you and to call you as my king. For your glory. That's it. For your glory, oh God, for your glory. That's what it's about. And that's the only thing it's about, for his glory. Once we posture and lay low and sit under his feet, everything will come into pass in manifestation. Let's stay there, guys. Let's stay there. This is Omani Harrell, P.E.P. Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. I'll talk to you soon, guys. Bye.